Thank you all for coming. My name is Ed Xi, HSU pronounced Xi, but he or she. I'm presenting on behalf of my colleague, Tamara. She's on assignment, and she's a PI for this project. And I'm going to present our research and practice in the Asian American community here in Houston, Texas. It's on hepatitis B in Asian communities, so-called HBAC program. The program received funding from CDC, small grant. So just for full disclosure, we don't have an off-label product and no conflict of interest to declare. And we implement this project starting in 2009, and I'm participating as an investigator, you know, as on the research side to evaluate the program on behalf of the University of Texas School of Public Health. Now, a little bit background about this program. The program provides raise awareness in the community, and because the data has never been otherwise available in the Asian community, particularly for a diverse Asian community there in Houston. And so we're going to talk about a little bit about how we reach out to these communities. Asian communities are very diverse. It includes more than 50 different languages and cultures in Houston. So the program basically provides hepatitis B education, testing, and vaccination event. Okay. About hepatitis B, why is it so important? Because it affects a lot of the population in Asian community. It's estimated about, later on we have the epidemiology statistics on that, about close to between 5% and 15% of a particular immigrant community are infected with the disease. And it has acute infection and chronic infection. And currently only chronic acute infections are recorded, the data is collected. And so a lot of chronic carriers are running around without knowing they're infected. So this is the population we try to reach. And also the transmission, including the blood and blood food and body fluid, and spread across through mother to child, vertical transmission as well. Okay, so these are the statistics, very stunning, compared to other communities versus non-Hispanic white community, less than 5%, 0.5%, and Latino community, close to 1% or less. Asian communities have significantly higher hepatitis. And Houston has fourth largest U.S. Asian communities in the metropolitan area, and there's no data available in this community. That's why we try to get some baseline data started. And the program method is basically we reach out working through community-based organization and faith-based organization, and working with one community clinic that specializes in Asian community. And by working through them, we test, recruit subjects from Asian community. We recruit more than 1,000. The goal is to screen at least 1,000 Asian community and to test their hepatitis B surface antigen, surface antibody, and core antibody. And the program, the method is we work with his CBO, FBOs, and clinic, and have subject complete the intake form and look at their demographic characteristics and their cultural and their lifestyle practice. And all data are entered into City of Houston Department of Health and Human Services Access Database. Okay, these are the partners that we work with, including academic institutions such as University of Texas, School of Public Health, School of Biomedical Informatics, MD Anderson, and also Asian communities, community-based organization and faith-based organization as well, and also Texas Liver Coalition, affiliated with St. Luke's Hospital. Okay, so in terms of evaluation, we develop SMART objectives and look at, we have a logic model and to evaluate the program objectively, analyze data, and share result. We meet with a community stakeholder on a monthly basis, and also include the higher level administration from City of Houston, DHHS, and so that the management at a higher level would be in the loop about it, how the project is going. Okay. So all in all, we reach out to close to 5-6 Asian communities, and we have about 1,000, close to 1,000 subject receive screening, and we have 10 screening events in the community. Okay, so later on we're going to report the results. Okay, the results suggest that close to 1/3 of a community members they receive screening. We found that they are vulnerable and susceptible to hepatitis. They don't have the antibody or they are not immunized at all. And another 1/3 are previously exposed to hepatitis B virus. And more than 3% are chronically infected. And so this result is really kind of parallel with a national trend that's really high prevalence in this community. So test result was based on serology test. Yeah, these are age distribution of participants. We particularly focus on those are in between 30 and 60 years old, which are very high prevalent according to literature. Okay, this is a logic model we developed. In the interest of time, I'll just quickly go through this. Okay, so we did to provide evaluate the data and evaluate the program accordingly. Okay, so these are the short-term goal is primarily to raise awareness in the community and so the community know this disease that affect their community and also increase their level of receiving screening and for those who are not protected, receive vaccination, testing, counseling, and also try to establish a referral network. Okay, these are some numbers that increase integration and collaboration in the community. Okay, so all in all, we screen more than 1,000 community members. You know, given the limited budget, that's a very major undertaking. Okay, so here are some testimony from the community. They found this program is long overdue and very worthwhile program, and they're hoping they continue. Okay, conclusion, we met short-term objectives and long-term, intermediate-term objective. A long-term objective is we recommend to continue funding for such a program and raise awareness and also integrate with other surveillance systems such as STI and also including the long-term obesity surveillance program, particularly given recently CDC panel recommend to have to immunize those who have diabetes and have obesity related, and Houston is among those fattest cities in the U.S. So it's probably worthwhile looking to integrate this system with a surveillance system of obese or diabetes surveillance system. All right, that concludes my presentation. Thank you for your attention.